Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Southern Californians could save an average of $537 when they switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance to see how much you could save. Get your free quote at AAA.com/insurance today. Speaking of cars, insurance, that was a courtesy vehicle.
It was a loaner vehicle.
I'm not sure how that even gets handled. We're glad that Tiger Woods is recovering after his surgery yesterday. We're going to talk about the major story with Kurt Sandoval. We'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick, joined right now by our pal Kurt Sandoval, my counterpart in Los Angeles, ABC Sports anchor.
It's your favorite thing to say.
You love
your fellow counterparts.
I mean, much bigger time than San Diego sports anchor, but he used to be a San Diego sports anchor as well, so he knows what the life is like down here. Kurt, good morning to you.
Good morning, and I love the life down there, and a colleague is a colleague. San Diego's got a great place in my heart, brothers.
So, Kurt, tell me kind of how it just kind of went down yesterday as you kind of get the first alert about what's happening and spring into action, knowing that it was just over a year ago that at Los Angeles had to go through this with Kobe Bryant, and now not knowing, you know, what's the status of Tiger Woods and trying to find out. Tell me a little bit about your day yesterday.
Well, and Ben, as you well, you know, I'm the weekend guy up here in L.A., so I have the ever-popular Monday, Tuesdays off. So, literally, I just went for a bike ride, and I walk in, you know, I picked up a couple groceries on the way back, and literally, the assistant news director calls. He says, you following this Tiger Woods thing? And this was at about 11 o'clock straight up. And I said, I am not. And he goes, turn on your TV right now. And he goes, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And he starts explaining this. And he goes, can you do a phoner with us? You were out at the golf tournament. And he was just panicking. And I said, you know, we have what's called a Dejero app. I'm sure you guys do.
Yes, we do.
That enables you to go live from your phone. And I said, I'm here. I can put an ABC7 hat on and an ABC7 shirt. He goes, need you on the air in 5 minutes or less.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then you just talk what you know, because obviously Tiger was the host of the Genesis Invitational for his foundation, TGR. And I'd just done that story all week. And the young man who won the Genesis Open is a gentleman by the name of Max Homa, who's from Southern California. And it was only his second career win. And he talked about, as a kid, he would always go out to Riviera just in hopes, as a kid, to get a high five from Tiger. And then now Tiger's handing him the winner's trophy. And you guys, no exaggeration, our station, we do an 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock newscast. We went on at 11 o'clock, and we never went off the air until 6:30 at night.
Wow.
On this. And just had our helicopter over the wreckage, people going to the hospital, people going to where Tiger, you know, played golf. I was taking the angle of his foundation. Rob Fukuzaki, our colleague, his great aunt had passed away. He was at a funeral a mile away. He's like, why are all these helicopters buzzing around? It was pretty crazy day.
It really was. I noticed your update about 16 hours ago. They did not suspect alcohol was involved. No skid marks. That downhill corner, known for a lot of accidents. They took him to the best hospital for trauma. Do not believe his injuries were to be life-threatening. Now, was it true, kind of what I heard, is that he could have been possibly just running late and probably exceeded some speed? And again, they were showing kind of the outlay of that road. And it's a treacherous one for sure. And you could see how somebody that was distracted for just a second could hit that median and you know, that whole thing happened to them.
No question. And that has been playing out all morning, apparently, where he was staying the night before. They said he was running late. He nearly hit somebody just, you know, flying out of the, you know, hotel driveway there. And then we have a reporter named Eileen Frere. She's lived out there for 20 years. I have a buddy who I cycle with who used to live out there. He said, you look sideways because you take your foot off the gas, you're going 50 down that hill. And he goes, it's so easily to get distracted. That's what it seems to be, that he was absolutely running late. He was supposed to play golf with Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback, and Drew Brees yesterday at Rolling Hills, where the day before he was playing golf with Dwayne Wade, and they were doing something for Golf Digest. And that's what it seems to be. I was really relieved to hear that there weren't, you know, amphetamines and he didn't have any alcohol in his system, because we all know that side of Tiger's stories, you know, 5 years ago or so, too.
ABC 7 sports anchor Kurt Sandoval talking about the Tiger Woods story. And obviously, I know Kobe Bryant held an unparalleled place for Angelinos up there, but Tiger Woods is really considered, even though he kind of grew up a little more south, he is still kind of considered a native son. And I that was kind of, I think, part of that story yesterday in LA as well. Wouldn't you agree?
100%. And that's why, you know, how do you compare, you know, the four presidents on Mount Rushmore? You know, how do you compare Kobe's global impact to Tiger's? And Tiger's global impact, and you consider him, even though he was in Orange County, you know, he wore a Dodger hat. He was a Dodger fan, and he was at Dodger games. And when he started transitioning his career from playing golf to hosting tournaments, really 4 years ago, you can even make the case he was doing that when his father, Earl Woods, was still alive, because up near Malibu, Sherwood Country Club, Tiger would host his own tournament once the PGA's regular season had ended, and he was still in his prime. I remember at Torrey Pines, one of my first years here, he had just won at Pebble Beach. He'd come back from seven strokes down, and we go down there, and it was like the world would follow Tiger. I mean, I equate it, you guys, and that was, of all the things we've covered, Ben, in our careers, you know, there's those handful of things that stand out. And that day at Torrey Pines with Tiger really stands out to me, because I remember I was like, I feel like I'm covering the Beatles. I mean, it was was that crazy. And it was that way. And that's why we stayed on it live so much yesterday. You know, you get people in our newsroom going, guys, he's not dead. You know, why are we going wall-to-wall coverage? Well, because he was trending globally. And the crash was here, and he was here, and he lives in Jupiter, Florida now, but we all think that's for tax reasons, right?
I'm guarantee it's for tax reasons.
Right? So he's a Southern California kid.
You know, Woods, you didn't move here until, I think, a couple of years later, but the 2008 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines was insane. I've never seen a golf tournament, a vibe, an enthusiasm like that, and the playoff against Rocco Mediate with Tiger there on the limping, the broken leg as he limped around. It was one of the great things I have ever covered. I will never forget that. Kurt, you're absolutely right. He's covering him is just different than covering everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, remember, and it's funny, I think Dave Scott's still doing weather down there. And when I was at KUSI for a couple years, it was right when when he first won the Masters, and Dave Scott played golf. You know, I think he played at San Diego State, and he was just going out of his mind about what this Tiger Woods was doing and the gallery following. And I don't know if you guys have seen the HBO special. If you haven't, or your listeners haven't,
we saw it.
I mean, yeah, we had Armin on as well to talk about it.
It was
amazing,
was incredible.
Yeah.
So, by the way, can I just say, Armin's line.
Oh, the best.
Know, I mean, that was
the F you do. I said it. It's the greatest line ever uttered on television. The F you do.
No question.
The F you do.
No question.
I mean, I stood up out of my chair and went, oh my God.
So did I.
Incredible.
So did I. And I replayed it like six times.
Me too. The F you do. God.
That was just spectacular.
It was epic.
And so now, fast forward, this weekend I'm at the tournament, and I'm talking to someone with Tiger's Foundation, and I'm like, so what, you know, what Tiger say about all that? You know, Tiger, he goes, Tiger's not going to say anything about that because he's going to control his message. And he goes, and part of the reason he hasn't said anything about it is because he's about to come out with a book. Now, with this injury yesterday, and for your listeners, you know, I'm sure you guys have brought this up, you know, when you hear shattered ankle and long surgery and two rods and pins in the other legs, I don't know when we're going to see Tiger walking again, let alone playing golf. And I love what Steph Curry said last night. He goes, forget golf. He goes, he's just grateful he's alive. He's got kids, and anyone with kids knows that's the priority. Yep. But thank God he's alive.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We all saw a glimpse into the way that Tiger Woods is now when we watched him play with his son Charlie and the love on the golf course. Oh, it was just some of the most special. You know, after the, you know, we're still in the pandemic, Kurt, but the chance to watch that, and I'm a father of two sons, and Ben is as well. And man, to watch that, you're just like, every dad was like, "Yep, I want that. That's what I want." You know, and to watch him just be loose and have fun and be a dad. It's the first thing I thought of yesterday. And, you know, yeah, golf is great, and we hope to see him back again. We've all written the storyline in our head. We can picture him stepping onto the tee box and raising his hand, thank you, and then striping one 350 down the middle. We've all done it. I did it yesterday all day, picturing the, you know, the Ben Hogan-type comeback. If anybody can do it, it's him. There's no question. You can't count that guy out ever. Ever. So, but great job on your coverage, your tweets, kept us informed all day. It was just really well done by you guys and your staff there.
I appreciate it, guys. I really enjoy talking with you. I have to talk something other than Charger football this time. but I'll tell you, so I'm going to ask you if you've got 30 more seconds.
Yeah.
Tell me what Armin said, because I was like, I got to find that guy. What did he say about that?
You know, they wanted to get Tiger's cooperation, and you know, Tiger, he wouldn't give it. He really thought, though, maybe that you know, he might if they really saw what they were trying to do, and he hopes that he was fair. He hopes that really if Tiger Woods gave it an honest watch, he would nod his head and, you know, at least privately go, all right, they were fair about the whole thing.
Yep. And honestly, as a journalist, I think they were.
Yeah.
You know, there were some things that you kind of wonder, you know, do some of the people talking have an agenda? And that you just wonder that. But they were the people involved, so you got to hear from them. But riveting, if your audience hasn't downloaded HBO Max already, it's well worth the money. It's sensational. I told somebody it's the best. If you guys saw Icarus, it's the best sports documentary I've seen since Icarus, which is about the whole, you know, drug situation that made, you know, Russia ineligible for the Olympics, which was spectacular too.
And there was some pros who said, I can't wait to get into the hunt with Tiger on a Sunday in a major. The f*** you do.
God! Nothing like it. Hair on my arm stood up. It's just amazing.
Kurt, great stuff. Now, let me ask you, you know, it's February, I know, ratings month. So do you get today off because you had to work all day yesterday, or they'll say you take a day sometime in the future?
Yeah, put it in the bank, baby.
Yeah. I know how it works.
You know, and it's funny. I did wake up a little bit more tired, but I think that's the adrenaline, and they're going easy on me today. So, hey, you know, let me say this. No one's playing any sympathy violin for Kurt Sandoval, who was just out at Riviera for five straight days.
Oh God. Yeah. Come on.
On the, you know,
it's
on
very
the
windy though. I mean, it's probably dry. You get to dry mouth during there. Yeah.
I mean, come on, Ben, what we do is you know, don't tell our boss, but we've been stealing money for a long time. Come
True
on.
Enough. True enough. Thank you, Kurt. Good
Thanks,
to talk
man.
To you as always.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Kurt Sandoval, ABC7.
Great.
Good guy.
Great dude.
Didn't bring up. We tried to bring up the Chargers
and the Dodgers
and the Dodgers.
Shot him.
Yeah, I can't. We can't stop him.
I know.
From doing.
No,
it.
You can't
get it. Make him. He went up to L.A. That's fine.
Just don't enable him.
Did a great job. Did a great job covering it yesterday. Breaking news is always tough. You can put your foot in your mouth. We talked about that CNN guy. Oh, painkillers. Painkillers.
We talked about Hacksaw and his poll. Should we read that one more time? One more time?
We do have
it
still up.
Hacksaw.
It's still up.
Go ahead.
Let's see here.
He's had, what, like 13, 14 hours to
Yeah, to take it down. But you didn't. Okay. Hacksaw's mini poll, the Tiger Woods tragedy. So many things could have happened in that crash, all of them bad. Which would you have feared? Hit by an oncoming car, ejected during rollover, trapped in a fire.
I mean, credit for not going with all of the above.
D, all of the above. I mean, I guess all of them.
Oh, really, I do. I fear all of those in a rollover crash and more. Don't we all? Is that not obvious? What else could we throw in there?
Decapitation. Dismemberment. Severed penis. It's incredible.
Oh, my God.
It's just
and
inappropriate.
It's still up. It's still up.
It's only gotten like a handful more votes in the last couple of hours, fortunately, despite us giving it attention that it did not so richly deserve. But it's still there.
So the
don't do this Hall of Fame.
It really is a hall. It's a Hall of Fame. Put that in for best of the year, by the way, Paul. Thank you. Breaking news from Consequence of Sound. A judge has dismissed the DWI and reckless charges brought against Bruce Springsteen. And due to a lack of evidence, Springsteen did plead guilty to consuming alcohol in a state park and was ordered to pay a fine. I tweeted it and said, baseball writers exhale across the nation. Their beloved Bruce Springsteen.
Can't pin anything on the boss.
No, dude, the boss is above the law.
Consuming alcohol in a state park.
What would you be
during
your great,
a pandemic?
What would,
really?
What would be your greatest fear of that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What would be your greatest fear? Consuming alcohol in a federal park. He did pay the fine of $540. Springsteen told the judge, "I think I can pay that immediately, Your Honor." Do you think so, Bruce? Slides him a debit card, and Bruce is now off the hook. Holy cow.
What was he drinking, I wonder?
Apparently some fans saw him, and they're like, hey, Bruce, have a shot with us. He took a swig from a bottle of tequila. That he basically took a... There it is. And I guess an officer saw him and pulled him over, and, you know, whatever. It's who hasn't had a
My
beer?
Goodness,
you know what I mean?
Gracious.
It's just, yeah, it's okay. it was pretty gnarly. And I think the guy said, "Oh, that's Bruce Springsteen. I'm more of a Bon Jovi guy myself, so I'm gonna bust Bruce Springsteen's balls here a little bit."
That's it. We're done.
We're out of
here.
We
have reached the end of today's program.
Maybe the end of our material
tomorrow.
Forever.
I believe in the same time slot tomorrow. Brett Boone,
Booney,
going to join us. Haven't talked to Booney in a while.
Talk about a guy that's killing it with guests on his podcast. My God,
wildly successful,
wildly
doing great. So we'll talk to him tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We will be back at 5 a.m. Thanks to the executive producer. He booked some good guests as well. Paul
yes,
Reindel.
Very much.
For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody. Jim Rome Show coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.